One of the most closely watched New York State Senate races in the Capital Region was the at times fierce battle for the 43rd District. The district that hugs the eastern border of the state stretches from Saratoga to Columbia County. Kathy Marchione, a Republican from Half Moon, held onto her seat in a contest that also included Democrat Sean Francis and Green Party candidate Joe Levy. After taking 57% of the vote and securing a third term, Marchione posted a thank you video to her campaign Facebook page.
This is a privilege and an honor, and I thank you. I want you to know, whether you voted for me or not, I will be your senator. I will work hard to continue serving and representing you to the very best of my ability.
Marchione ran on what she called a record of finding ways to cut regulations, aiding veterans, pushing to privatize the New York Racing Association, and achieving what she calls real results by working with the governor's office for those living with chemically contaminated water in Hoosick Falls. Her Democratic opponent, Sean Francis, a labor organizer who had never held elected office, took 30% of the vote. A primary attack against Marchione by Francis was that she wasn't vocal enough on the perceived errors of state government in response to the Hoosick Falls crisis. Francis also advocated for public campaign financing and adequate school funding.
And while we didn't win, we're happy with the race we won.
Francis said the 43rd District has been drawn to protect Republicans. In the 113th Assembly District, where both Saratoga and Washington counties went for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kerry Warner held onto her seat to secure a second term. Warner came up 15 points ahead of first-time GOP challenger Chris Boyark.
I'm absolutely thrilled and really grateful to the voters in the 113th Assembly District that they placed their trust in me.
Warner, who represents Saratoga Springs, also made NYRA reprivatization a main focus of her campaign. She touted her push to adequately fund public schools and work in a bipartisan manner. In the neighboring 112th District, where Assemblyman Jim Tedisco left his seat for a successful run for the 49th Senate District, Republican Mary Beth Walsh defeated Democrat Mike Godlewski. Walsh and Godlewski, both first-time candidates, had the challenge of introducing themselves to new voters. Walsh credited her primary run against former congressional candidate Jim Fisher with boosting her name recognition.
Good, a blessing in disguise, maybe, to get out there a little bit early and meet a lot of the Republican voters that were involved in that primary.
Walsh says she will work for ethics reform and advocate for those with special needs. In the neighboring 111th Assembly District, Democrat Angelo Santa Barbara handily defeated Republican Pete Vroman for a third term. For stories on other local elections, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.